Strategies STRC slips below $99 as Strive pulls investor attention. Strategies perpetual preferred share STRC has slipped below its $99 mark in trading, the first sustained break under par since the instrument launched. CoinDesk reported the move on May 29, 2026, attributing the slide to investor attention rotating towards Strive, the rival Bitcoin treasury vehicle. The timing is awkward. Earlier this week, Michael Saylor floated the idea of selling Bitcoin to fund STRC's 11.5% headline yield if equity issuance windows tighten further. That trial balloon already had STRC holders on edge. A break of par adds a second pressure point. The market is now telling Strategy that its preferred share stack is competing for the same dollar that used to flow into MSTR common by default. Strive has become a real alternative. For roughly 2 years, Strategy was the only way to get liquid exchange-traded Bitcoin exposure on U.S. markets that didn't go through an ETF wrapper. That mode is gone. Strive's treasury vehicle is positioned as a leaner balance sheet. No perpetual preferred stack, no STRK, STRD, or STRF complexity, and no overhang from a CEO floating BTC sales to pay coupons. Reports out of Wall Street trading desks suggest the rotation is real money, not just narrative. Fund managers who wanted Bitcoin beta without the operational risk of self-custody are reportedly trimming MSTR and STRC exposure and adding Strive on the margin. The math is simple. If both vehicles hold Bitcoin and trade on the same exchanges, the one with the cleaner cap table wins the marginal dollar. That doesn't mean Strategy loses its existing holders. It does mean new capital has somewhere else to go. The yield question subpar STRC forces STRC was priced at $100 par with an 11.5% yield. As long as it traded at or above par, the yield on cost matched the headline number. Below par, two things happen at once. Existing holders see their mark-to-market position tick negative, but the running yield on the dollars they actually paid stays at 11.5%. New buyers, meanwhile, get a yield to buy higher than 11.5% because they're paying less than $100 for the same dividend stream. That's normally a self-correcting dynamic. Yield-hungry money should step in and bid the price back to par. The fact that it hasn't, at least not yet, suggests the buyers either don't believe the dividend is durable or are pricing in the chance Strategy will have to liquidate Bitcoin to keep the coupon current. Saylor's own comments earlier this week made that scenario explicit rather than hypothetical. Refinancing mechanics get harder below par. When MSTR equity trades well and STRC sits above par, Strategy has two clean refinancing options. Issue more common stock at a premium and use the cash for BTC plus preferred coupons. Or issue more STRC at par with no immediate dilution to common. Both spigots were open for most of 2024 and 2025. Below par, the second spigot narrows. Issuing fresh STRC at par when seasoned STRC trades at $98.50 is a hard sell, and selling new STRC at a discount means accepting a higher cost of capital on every fresh dollar raised. The structure that made Strategy's accumulation engine so efficient depended on STRC trading at or above its issue price. Strive, which doesn't carry this structure, gets a relative advantage every additional basis point that STRC slips. Bitcoin itself sits at 73,732 AUS. The broader market backdrop is uncomfortable for any leveraged Bitcoin vehicle. As of May 29, 2026, BTC trades at $73,732, up 0.7% on the day, but down 4.4% on the week. The Fear and Greed Index reads 33 in fear territory. ETH sits at $2,010 after slipping under that threshold earlier in the week. A range-bound, slightly weak Bitcoin tape is the worst environment for Strategy's preferred share stack. The thesis works when BTC is ripping higher and Strategy's net asset value grows faster than its coupon obligations. It strains when BTC drifts sideways and the company has to pay preferred dividends out of either fresh issuance or asset sales. If Bitcoin breaks decisively above $80,000, the STRC discount likely closes on its own. If it doesn't, the gap between STRC's headline yield and its market price becomes the most important number in the Bitcoin treasury company complex.